to Empower Her, where it's all about empowering women to prioritize their mental health and to cultivate motivation in and through their lives. I'm your host, Jessica Copeland, and each week we'll dive into topics like overcoming self-doubt, managing stress, and finding our purpose. So please join me on this journey to enhance your mental well-being and to embrace a positive mindset. Let's empower each other to thrive. Again, welcome to Empower Her. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Her podcast show. I am your host, Miss Jessica Copeland, also known as Chaunchy Fabia, and I'm better known as the little old girl they call Jess. I know life is still disrespectful, but just be patient. We will get through this thing called life, and we'll get through it together. Even during the difficult times, there are opportunities for growth, resilience, and eventually, the triumph. And overall, this is just a reminder, you guys, to stay resilient. Lean on others for support if you have to, and continue to maintain your hope and your faith in the face of this ridiculous, disrespectful thing that we called life. Trust me that if you continue to persevere and trust what you got going on, you will get through this thing called life. Just a quick reminder, the show does come to you live every Monday if I'm not sick, or if I'm not feeling well, or if something has come up. We are normally here starting at 7 a.m. sharp on Mondays, but you can catch me on all of my platforms, as well as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Podcaster Spotify. I have Stitcher, Pandora, Kindle, Alexa. We also have a website. It is www.empoweringherpodcast.com, as well as my email. It's empowerherpodcast24@gmail.com. Phone number is 386-233-1956. Continue to like, share, and subscribe. What's up, y'all? I know it's Monday. And it took me a minute to be able to get up and do this podcast because I had a long week. My body is tired. I'm just tired and I have a lot going on. Now, let me dive into a couple of things so that I can get that out of the way. So I have not been here going on 2 weeks, and it's not on my own. It's because the platform that I am recording from has closed down, and I am using a different platform. And so I am still learning how to navigate. I had to do a workshop in order to know how to navigate this new system. And it's just a lot of glitches. And I'm not going to even say glitches. I think it has a lot to do with me not knowing what I was doing. So it did offer me a tutorial and a workshop where I was able to go in and learn how to do it. And so that is what has happened for the last couple of weeks. I have not been able to. Now, I did record the last time that we talked. I did do my podcast for that Monday, but there were so many glitches and it sounded so terrible that I just opted out of not posting it. But thank you guys for your calls. Thank you for your texts. Thank you for your concerns. I'm still here. I'm still relevant in my own world, and I'm still bringing you what I can bring you as far as empowerment and mental health. So y'all just bear with me. Sometimes things don't go the way we want them to go. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just have to be patient. You know, I'm learning in this season that patience is going to get me everything. Yeah. My patience is what's going to open more doors. Uh-huh. My patience is the one that's going to help me to continuously have a healing heart and to be able to stand up with my chest poked out, with my head lifted up, because I'm patient. there's a scripture, and this is not a spiritual show, but there's a scripture that kind of says something about not being anxious for a lot of things. And see, I'm always anxious, and I'm always ready to bring new things to you guys, and I'm always ready to just explore things with you and let you guys know what I'm doing. But I have to be patient and stop rushing. And so thank you for those that are still, you know, listening and subscribing and telling people about my little podcast that is entitled Empower Her Podcast, Empowering Her Podcast, because I am just so grateful for everything, not just one thing, but everything. I'm happy for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah. Because you have to be. You have to be ready for whatever life throws your way. So again, welcome to the podcast, and thank you for your continued support. You guys doing okay? It's Monday. It's Monday the 22nd. Do you realize we just started April? We're getting ready for Mother's Day. Yeah. Time waits for no one. So if you want to start something, if you want to travel somewhere, if you want to get married, if you want to have a baby, listen, just do it, because time waits for nobody, and time it comes so quickly. And I was thinking that this weekend as I was preparing my podcast, I was thinking about how I was asking my daughter, I said, what's today's date? And when she told me the 22nd, I said, time just does not wait for anybody. It's just going to just do what it does, just like life. So why wait? Just get up and do what it is that you want to do. Step out on your faith and just do what it is that you think you need to do for you. Because if you don't, by the time you look up, it'll be too late to do anything. And so I'm just so grateful that I'm able to do what I want to do and do what I love in this season of prosperity. Because I'm just, my higher power, y'all, is just, he's just wowing me. And doors are just opening. And if this is your first time listening to the Empowering Her podcast, thank you so much and welcome, welcome, welcome. I typically do not speak spirituality on this show, but sometimes I have to slide a little bit in there to give my sanctity, to keep my sanctity, to let people know that that's who I trust in. I trust in my higher power, which is my God, my Savior. But he just keeps blowing my mind. And I'm just so grateful. And I know y'all probably say, why is she always talking about in the season? Y'all do know seasons change. Uh-huh. They do. And if you don't change with those seasons, it will leave you behind. So I've just learned how to adapt. And I've learned how to jump onto the train of change. Ooh! The train of change. Now that sounds like a good podcast, but no, I have just learned how to evolve as the doors and the windows and the earth and everything just evolves and changes. I've just learned how to jump aboard and change with it. So again, thank you so much for all of your prayers and your concerns and your texts and your emails. I'm just so grateful that I'm able to get up and do this life with you guys. So what have I been doing in the past couple of weeks? Well, since I've been gone, I became a certified life coach. Yes, 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 yes. I'm clapping for myself. Yes. I had been wanting to be a life coach for forever. And I just, you know, I talked it over with my wife. Good morning, wife. And I told her, I said, I really want to do this. And so she said to me, and let me say this, y'all, get you somebody that supports your vision. Mm-hmm. Get you somebody that supports everything you do, whether it's an epic fail or it's an epic success. Get someone who is in all four of your corners. And once you get that person, listen, y'all, it don't even matter. I know how I said it. it don't even matter. What nobody or whatever obstacle comes in your way, because as long as you have that support, you can go a mile and then a mile and then a mile. When I tell y'all, my spouse is the most supportive and loving and nurturing person that I have ever, and selfless, let me say that, that I have ever met. I am so grateful for her. Because she just pours and pours and pours and pours. And when I think that she has no more to pour, here she takes a deep breath and then she pours more. And she just supports me in everything. And so I told her, I said, I want to be a coach. And she goes, well, what is that? And so I started explaining to her what it was and what I wanted to do. And she says, find the support that you need, find the school or the coach, the certified company that you want to go through, and I will help you get through it. And she did that. And so I am certified, you guys. I am a life coach. I do come from a more of a holistic approach, but if I had to say what I coach in, I just will say life. I help people pull out those things that they typically would want to pull out, but don't know how to pull out. Basically, I help you become the best version of yourself. Yeah, that's what I do. I pour into you. I help you set realistic goals. Mm-hmm. And I help you achieve those goals with a realistic vision. And so I'm so flattered. Now, I'm not booking at this time. I won't be booking until May. That's why I say, golly, May is right around the corner. But I am diligently going to be the best life coach that I can be for everybody that wants to be up under me. Now, I do have a person that has already reached, well, actually two, that have already reached out to me. And I'm so happy and grateful, and I'm so ready to work and help these people be the best version of themselves. But if you are interested, or if you need a little push, or if you need a little bit of encouragement, or you just need to vent. And now let me say this, I am not a psychiatrist. So don't look at me as if, well, she didn't go to school for, no, I'm not a psychiatrist. I am just a life coach that can help you with the potential that is buried up underneath you, and I can help you be the best version of you. And if I feel that you need to be seen by a psychiatrist, then I have the options and the resources to go ahead and direct you and get you in the right direction for a psychiatrist. So that's what I worked on. I've been working on that for quite a while. And I just got certified. So I'm proud of me, because I would have never thought that I would have been able to do something so dramatically strategic for me. That for me, that's just like when I got married. I stepped out on the biggest faith that I could possibly fathom or create within me to be the best version of me and marry my best friend. And so now I am a life coach on top of being the happiest woman in the world, because I have the happiest woman next to me. Yeah, y'all. So if you're interested in a life coach, my website is coming really, really soon. And I will have links set up for you to be able to reach out to me so that I can help you. I don't speak prices on those initial consultations. You will have to come in with me and sit down, and we'll go through some packages. But yes, you guys, I don't want to get too much into that. But yes, your girl is a life coach, and I'm just so ever grateful that I am. I also did a thing. Mm-hmm. I wrote a new ebook. Listen, I am one of the busiest persons, and y'all don't even know it. Mm-hmm. I stay busy. I stay doing things to make myself better. I am I am one of those people that just feel like you can never have enough things to do. There's always something to do. There's always going to be something that you can work on, I'm sorry, to make yourself better. There's always going to be something that you can work on to be the best version of you. But you guys, this week, my new workbook, it's an e-workbook entitled The Power of Self-Care, Renewing Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. And I wrote this workbook, and it will be coming out on Kindle this week. And it's only $5, but it's a self-help workbook, you guys. And I have another book. I have my actual book that will be coming out in August. So when my wife got home yesterday, she was, you know, talking about work, and I said, well, I did a thing. And she looked at me, she says, what? And I showed it to her, and she goes, I'm just so proud of you. She says, is there anything that you cannot do? She says, you continuously work nonstop. She says, people have no idea of your heart and your passion. I said, you know what? It's okay that they don't, as long as I know, right? As long as I know what I'm capable of doing, it doesn't matter what other people think. See, I used to worry about what people thought, right? But I don't anymore, because I worry about what matters to me and my family. So yeah, that will be coming out this week. And I've also been working on my new, the conference that I told you guys about, my Empowering Her conference. More details on that. I don't want to get too embedded on that, but that's coming real soon with some people that you will be shocked that will be a part of this conference. So listen, the topic is so lengthy today. I'm going to cut this really short so that I can dive into my topic. But before I do that, y'all already know I get so excited. Yes, I get so excited. Because this is the best time of my show. This is the best part of waking up, because you can affirm over yourself. So I'm going to take a minute, let you guys get your affirmations together, and I will be back, and we will come with the affirmations, dive into the quote of the day, and then we'll tag this topic so that I can let y'all go ahead and go to work. All right. So I'll be back, you guys. Just bear with me.
It's affirmation time. It's affirmation time. It's affirmation time. Go ahead and let your greatness shine, because it's affirmation time with Jess.
We are back. So this morning, I have no tea. I'm drinking water because I need more water. I do drink water, but I've been drinking a lot of ginger ale because I have not been well lately, you guys. I've been sick a lot. I work for an internal medicine doctor that just kind of had me on bed rest and had me taking some a couple of different types of medications to help with my issues that I have going on. And I'll tell you guys that on another podcast. But I just been a little dry mouth because the medication makes my mouth a little dry. So I've been, drinking a lot of ginger ale because of the nausea. It makes my stomach nauseous, and then my mouth gets a little dry. So I just opted out to drink water this morning. But water is good. We should be drinking water, gallons of water a day for the body to function. And so that's what I chose today. But I am ready to dive into this this affirmation, into this topic. So let me take a sip of my water and we'll get started. All right. Here we go. I will continue to embrace who and what I am. Oh my goodness, let me say that again. I will continue to embrace who and what I am. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. Can I say that again, y'all? Oh, change. Change. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We, you, I, me, we are the change that we seek. That came from none other than the most handsomest man I have ever seen in my life, Mr. Barack Obama, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. He is an American politician who served as my 44th president of the United States of this America from 2009 to 2017. He was a member of the Democratic Party. He was the first, y'all hear me. Let me say it again. The first African-American president in the United States history. Obama previously served as a United States senator, represented Illinois from 2005 to 2008 as an Illinois state senator from 1997 to 2004, and as a community service organizer, civil rights lawyer, and a university lecturer. He was the first African-American to be elected the president, y'all. I just have to keep saying that. Now, listen, he was criticized for being an introvert. Did y'all know that? I know you didn't. He was. He once admitted in an interview with the New York Times that when he is alone and is surrounded by tranquility and calmness, he is most productive. He has a beautiful wife by the name of Michelle Robinson Obama. He has two children, Malaya and Sasha, and he said the darn thing. I'm going to say it again because he's still my president. He says change will not come if we wait for some other reason, some other person, or some other time. We, me, you are the ones we've been waiting for, and we are the change that we seek. And now I know you're probably wondering, well, why did you choose him for your title? Well, I did a lot of research to see what stars, what actors, actresses are loners, and he just kept resurfacing as an introvert. Now, y'all already know your girl is an introvert, and I'm gonna tap into that a little bit more in a minute. But that is how I got Barack, because he is an introvert. And so today's topic is mirrored off of that. And it's mirrored off of me. How to live an authentic, meaningful life when you are a loner. Whew! Now listen. Put a little fork in the road. I'm going to say this respectfully and humbly as I can. I am an introvert, and I need for people to stop telling me that I'm not. You don't know me. What I give you is what I want you to see me as. You don't know that I am an introvert. I love people, but I don't like people. And it's not that people have done anything to me. I just like being by myself. I can think clearer. I can get more done. And I just like my life being peaceful and uninterrupted. I am an introvert. And I have just learned and I have crafted my gifts to be able to sustain people, especially in a workplace and in other gatherings, because I have to. But I cringe. 98% of the time I'm cringing because I am an introvert. And one of my pet peeves is when people tell me you're not an introvert, then I need you to go back and see what type of introvert I am then, because I am. See, people think, oh, well, she's not an introvert. Do you all know that there's levels to introverts? Do your research before you sit and tell me that I'm not an introvert. I am. My whole entire family, on my mom's side. Most of her, let me say this. My mother, good morning, mom. Y'all tell the mother of the podcast good morning. My mother is an introvert. My daughter, a couple of my daughters are introverts. I am an introvert. My granddaughter is an introvert. And there's different types. I'm not going to get into that today, but I am an introvert. And am I proud to say that I am? No, because I do want to do things that I do. I like to go places and do stuff like that. But I just, if I go somewhere, I'm ready to leave. Like my daughter, commercial break really quick. My daughter's held a cookout this weekend. And they were like, Mom, are you going to come? I said, yeah, well, you know, we'll come for a little bit. So my baby daughter, excuse me, y'all, said to me, she says, well, Mom, we just want you to come for, you know, for a little bit. And then we know, you know, you can't be out there long because two things. I'm an introvert and I have grand mal seizures. That's off the record, right? And so part of my seizures, when I have a seizure, one thing that flares it up is heat. I can't get too overheated. If I get too overheated, then I can have a seizure. And so they were considerate. They were like, well, you know, we don't want you to, you know, have a seizure. So just come get some food, you know, for about 30, 40 minutes. But y'all, I ended up staying for about 4 hours. And so my daughter said to me yesterday, she says, Mommy, I'm so proud of you. You stayed longer than I anticipated because I know how hard it is for you. And to know that my children reverence that, and when I tell other people outside of that don't reverence it, it does become a little offensive because people think that they know you. You don't know me. I had to put a post up to let people know I only allow y'all to know what I want y'all to know. I only let y'all see what I want y'all to see. Y'all don't see the ugly. Y'all don't see the issues. Y'all don't see. I let you see exactly what I need for you to see. So moving forward, if I tell you, if we're in a conversation and I tell you that I'm an introvert, please don't tell me that I'm not. And it's okay if you have your opinion, but I know exactly where I who and what I am. But how to live an authentic, meaningful life when you're a loner. So if you meet a loner, no matter what they tell you, it's not because they enjoy solitude. It's because they have tried to blend into the world before and people continue to disappoint them. That came from an American writer by the name of Jodi Picoult. So I went to my best friend. She is the baddest. She knows everything remotely, more than what we give her credit for. That sister of mine, her name is Miriam. But she said that a person who is often alone or likes to be alone, someone who usually avoids the company of others, he or she is a moody loner who doesn't become chummy with anyone. That is the definition of a loner. So I know you're probably saying, well, how does it, entwine with being empowering and mental health? Well, what is a loner? I'm going to help you understand that today. Being a loner means that you would prefer to be by yourself. And let me say this, this podcast is solely about Jessica. So it's not about anybody else. Nobody requested that this from me. I strictly and strategically wanted to do this for my self-sanity. So this is strictly for me. So what is a loner? Being a loner means that you would prefer to be by yourself. Period. Rather than anybody else's company. Point blank, period. Now, depending on the context of situations and your personality and your preferences, this could be either good or bad. But some people view loners in a negative context. I hear the garbage about me. I hear the talk about me, and people have formed opinions about me. Like I tell people all the time, opinions are like buttholes. People have them, and that's their business. What people think about me is none of my business. I don't care what people think about me and how they negatively talk about me. But some people view me, a loner, in a negative context. But however, I have did some research, and studies show that being a loner can lead to the most happiest life for some individuals. And I just told y'all, my life is so peaceful and wonderful, and could actually be good for your mental state and your mental health and your physical health. Some people in this study experienced greater life satisfaction with less frequent interaction with their friends or their families. I have a daughter who said to me the other night, my daughter, my oldest daughter, good morning, Marjé. She says, I just be in my own world, in my own bubble. And when she said that, she said it with such confidence, and she had a smile on her face. At that very moment, I said, my child is my children, not just my child. You know what? Not all my children, because my wild child, which is Sasha. Good morning, Sasha Nicole. She is not an introvert. She's an extrovert. She likes hosting parties and going out and interacting. But it gave me some confidence in knowing that my children are finding their niche and who they are. But again, some people view loners in a negative context. See, introverts can also sometimes be considered loners. And that was another reason why I did this, because, again, I was, you know, doing my research on introverts, because people kept telling me that I wasn't an introvert. And I said, well, maybe I'm just a loner. No, nope, they entwine together. They in an entanglement. But these are people who enjoy time alone. Introverts, loners, not necessarily because they don't like being around other people, but they just rather be interested in their own inner thoughts and their own feelings, and they rather just do their own darn thing. That's it. Spending quality time by themselves is how we are able to regain our energy. I can't sit up under people all day. Do y'all realize how hard it is for me to work a job? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just say that. I'm not embarrassed. It is very hard for me to get up every morning and clock into a job and have to deal with at least 100 plus patients. It's hard. And I have to put on this fictitious smile until my 8 hours of work is over. It is very hard. And it's hard because I'm an introvert. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I did my research on this today, and I'm not going to be before you long, but I had to get this out here because I want people to start respecting people who are introverts, extroverts, and especially people who are loners. So there are a couple of types of loners, and I'm going to dive into that really quick. And then I'm going to help you on the people who are loners. I'm going to help you deal with being a loner. So, types of loner. Loners display varying degrees of wanting to or needing to be alone. There are positive, healthy reasons for being a loner, as well as negative and destructive reasons, okay? Now, the first category of a loner is the intentional, positive loner. Lord have mercy. Now listen, when I was doing this, I was just flabbergasted. I was like, oh my God. And I was kind of mad at myself that I have not tapped into this before, because this was so good, y'all. I spent a whole 2 days reading on this. But the intentional positive loner, these are people or individuals who have specifically chosen to be alone because it fits their personality or their lifestyle. And when I'm done with the podcast, I want y'all to go to the poll and tell me which type of loner do you think that your girl Jess is, all right? But anyway, recent research that I have found that positive loners describe themselves as anonymous or auto models, autonomous. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but their behaviors, their values, and their interests are resistant to pressure from others. And they are very, very interested in learning more about their personal experiences, their growth, and especially their emotions. Now, this is the intentional, positive loner. Okay, so these are the ones, again, let me go back. They have specifically chosen to be alone because it fits their personality or their particular lifestyle. Okay, the intentional negative loner, those are people who have chosen to be alone because they dislike other people or have strong antisocial tendencies. These are the ones that have negative outlooks on society and prefer not to associate or assimilate with other people. These people can be the ones that just do not like people at all, okay? This can be a beginning sign of an antisocial personality disorder, which I am going to do a podcast about that, but that's the intentional negative loner. I'm going to say that again because there's a lot of those around. These people have chosen to be alone because they dislike other people or they have strong antisocial tendencies, right? They are the ones that have negative outlooks. They are. You ever met somebody that's just negative? I'll wait. You ever met somebody that never had anything, never has anything good to say? I'll wait. You ever met someone that sweeps around your door, your front porch, but doesn't sweep around theirs because they just don't like people? The intentional negative loner. Yeah. So we got the intentional positive loner. These are the ones who have specifically chosen to be alone because it fits their personality or their lifestyle. And then we have the intentional negative loner, the person who just does it because they just don't like people, right? Then we have the unintentional loner. I don't know why I want to say learner, y'all. Y'all bear with me. It's been a while since I've been here, but I'm here, y'all. but the unintentional loner. Now, this individual or these individuals, they're forced into isolation. Oh, my goodness. They're forced. They are forced into isolation because they are or feel that they have been rejected by society. Lord have mercy. Did y'all hear me? These individuals are forced. Nobody should be forcing us. But these individuals are forced into isolation because they are or feel like they have been rejected by society. They want to belong to a community, but mental health issues like depression, anxiety, and schizophrenia, it isolates them from others. Whew! That's the unintentional loner. Then we have the short-term loner. These people get away from others, but only for a short time. These people are either do this because they either need to rest or reset, or just because they enjoy the solitude of being by themselves. That's what they call the short-term loner. Now, it can be for a couple of hours, or I was reading where it says it could be hours, days. But what happens is they usually tend to spend significant time both being by themselves and being with others. Okay. And then we have the chronic loner. And this person, they have short-term episodes of loneliness. Mm-hmm. And the loneliness, this is typically normal and it can occur at any point in their life, okay? If they feel that they're lonely or they feel they have that there's nobody there with them, or the loneliness persists, or if it gets worse, then they kind of go back into that shell. But however, that could be a sign of the chronic loneliness. So let me just go back and recap the different ones, okay, really quick before I continue. So we have the intentional positive loner. That's the one who's specifically chosen to be by themselves. They choose to be by themselves. Then we have the intentional negative loner. This is the person that chose that has been chosen to be alone because they dislike other people. And then we have the unintentional loner. This individual is forced into isolation because of their depression and the anxiety, or their battling with schizophrenia. And then we have the short-term loner. Excuse me. These are people that, you know, not necessarily, you know, don't want to be around people, but they have their time that, you know, I'll give you 30 minutes or I'll give you a couple of hours and then I got to go back into my shell. And then you have the chronic loneliness loner. This is a short-term episode of loneliness. They get lonely. You ever heard of that thing, your mind playing tricks on you? They get into their mind space, which their mind space, you know, allows them to be with people, but just very for a short time. All right. So how do you know if you're a loner? Well, you know, Jessica, you know, this is not pertaining to me. Let me say this. If at any time, anything that I'm talking about or I'm discussing does not pertain to you, I'm not offended if you log off or you don't listen, because what I've learned at being a podcaster, I was telling someone, y'all, excuse me, my voice is something wrong. My voice is cracking or something, but I was telling a young lady who was asking about my podcast, and I was telling her, I said, you know what? I had the hardest time loving what I do as far as a podcaster, because I wanted my city to embrace me. And I had to realize that, Jessica, it does not matter about the city. What I have learned is that people give me more love outside of the city limits. Oh, come on, Tina. And so I have learned to be intentional and on purpose about my life and not worry about who listens to my podcast. So if this does not help anybody that's listening, I have realized that there are people outside of what my physical eye can see who needs it. All right. So I just need to put that disclaimer out there because I do get a lot of feedback from people that tell me, well, that didn't pertain to me. It didn't, it might have not pertained to you, but there's somebody it did pertain to. And somebody was able to receive it. But anyway, I'm going to give you signs of a loner. So how do you know if you're a loner? Mm-hmm. Regardless of whether you are an intentional loner, an unintentional loner, there are several signs that can mean that you, baby, are a loner. You enjoy doing things by yourself. I'll wait. Baby, you're a loner. Does a night watching a movie, reading a book by yourself sound like a wonderful time to you? Do you love traveling somewhere and exploring on your own? Are you comfortable making a dinner reservation for one? Are you comfortable for going to that bar and having a drink by yourself? Are you able to not only enjoy but look forward to doing things by yourself as a sign? Going on spa dates by yourself, going to get your nails done by yourself, eating by yourself, shopping by yourself, living by yourself, if that's the case. If you love doing any and all of those things, baby, you are a loner. And it's okay. You don't enjoy superficial social gatherings. And that's okay. Or unnecessary meetings. Or unnecessary conversations. That is okay. So if you enjoy doing all of those things, baby, you could be a loner. If feeling of dread fills you when you get an email from your boss scheduling a last minute meeting of the whole team, or let me see, or one of your friends is nagging you to come with them to a party, you just, my dear, might be a loner. Now, listen, while you are probably fine going to planned events, last minute ones are not your cup of tea. Now, let me tell you something about me. Do not ask me to do something at last minute. I am a planner, me and my wife. We plan strategically. We are already planning our first year anniversary, and we just got married in November. We are planners strategically. So if you invite us somewhere, or you want us to do something, or you want me to go somewhere with you, please do not ask me at the last minute, because the answer will be no. because I do not do last minute stuff. But you are a set. If you feel everything that I just said to you about this particular loner, about these particular issues or circumstances, then you are a loner. Okay. Again, if you do not like spontaneity, if you do not like being around people for a long period of time, if you do not like being bothered, then maybe you could be a loner. Now, you're a self-starter. You could be a self-starter. You enjoy putting your earbuds in and shutting the outside world out so that you can get stuff done. You're able to manage your own schedule and can stay on task much easier without everyone stopping by to bother you. And you have set a clear path for your future that you know you can achieve on your own. These are all traits of people who like to do things their own way and by themselves. Loner. You take your time. You don't enjoy superficial social gatherings or unnecessary meetings, places, or things or people. Okay? You have to understand that being a loner does not dictate your future, because being a loner does have its perks. Okay. I know someone who likes to do things at the spur of the minute, and that is great for them. That works for them. For me, I cringe. I cringe. And the reason that I cringe is because in my mind, I tell myself, oh my God, how can I go do that, and I have not planned, I have not did this, I have not put things in a row, all my ducks are not in a row. I just can't get up and go do something spontaneously. I just can't. We have to plan. I have to plan because I cringe, y'all. And that's just the side effects of being a loner, being an introvert. They tie in together. Okay. I prefer to sit and mull over my thoughts. I prefer to be well prepared before having to speak. I prefer to rationalize my ideas and formulate plans with my inner voice instead of my outer voice. And I am totally fine. Y'all hear me? I'm totally fine with taking time to formulate answers and solutions for me in my own time. I take my time before me because I do battle with introversion. And that's okay. That's who I am. I accept the things that make me who I am, period. And that's why I always say I'm an introvert. That's why I always say I can't be around people that long. And I'm okay with it. I just have to find the right people who are okay with who I am. And I need for people to stop voicing an opinion about mental health. See, let me put a little fork in the road. I may look a certain way to y'all, and I may act like I got it together, y'all, but I silently battle with my mental health. And I know, as an African-American woman, you know, we're taught to not talk about that, but I'm not embarrassed that I'm one, an introvert, two, I'm a loner. I understand and I appreciate what I'm dealing with. And I appreciate other people that look like me and that are going through the same things. And I allow them grace. And I just wish that people would grant me the same grace and not form a rude opinion of me because I may cut you off or I may go into this shell or I may not want to talk. That's me battling the things that I have to deal with. You have to be able to provide people the space that they need. If you don't provide them that space to recharge, they will never become comfortable with you or with where they are or where they're going or with anybody else. They will struggle. They will struggle with engaging with you. So I encourage you to allow people the space that they need and continuously grant them the grace that they need so that they will likely open up and let you in into their little bubble, into their little solitary world that they have conformed and built around this thing we call life. And I hate that people, and I hate is a very hard word, and I typically don't use that word. I cannot stand that word, but I'm going to say it today. I'm not going to say hate. I despise people that don't have an understanding or respect other people's boundaries and their territories of life. That is so, so selfish. Now, I know people might say, well, it's selfish that you cut people off and you don't deal with people and you don't talk to people. But coming into this, I tell people, girl, I'm an introvert. Man, I'm an introvert. Honey, I'm an introvert. I don't do people well. And it's not that I'm not your friend. I'm your friend. I just don't have to talk to you. My best friend. Good morning, best friend, if you're listening. My best friend of over 20 plus years, I don't talk to her, but maybe 3 times a year, if that. And she and I both are okay with it because she's an introvert as well. My best friend can stay in her house all day with her, as long as she got her children, her grandchildren, and her man, she good. What's so profound about that, I'm the same way. I don't need to be on this every scene. I don't have to be doing everything somebody do. I see a lot of people doing a lot for the community, and in my mind, I be wanting to do it. And it's like, Jessica, but you ain't gonna do it. Girl, sit down. You know you ain't gonna do it. You may go for one day, and that's it. And you cringe while you're there, and you're sitting. I went to it was a couple of years ago. I went to a gun violence ceremony at the Powell Center in Daytona Beach here. And I went by myself because I couldn't get anybody else to go with me. Well, I didn't ask anybody, but I got up and I went. And it was so many people, y'all. And of course, everybody knows Jess, right? Everybody knows Jessica. And so, you know, when I pulled up, you know, everybody, oh, Jess, you know, Jess, da, da, da. Hey, y'all. But I was cringing, y'all. And when I got done, my pastor at the time, he was there, and he and I talked for a few minutes, and then I got in my car and I sat there for at least 30 minutes, desensitizing my mind because I had been around all these people. And this is all the time. My wife will tell you, my children will tell you. And so I just need for people to understand that I still can live an authentic life as a loner. Just because I'm this person that some people may not understand or may not even like, I'm still a good person and I'm still a loving person and I'm still a great friend. I just don't have to be around people because I get comfort in being in my own world, in my own bubble. And some people would say, well, that's not healthy. Well, that's your business, not mine, because it does not matter what your opinion is of me. We got to stop voicing opinions about other people. It's not your business or your concern. You need to worry about what you have going on. If we worried more about what we had going on, this world would be a better place. But you know what? It's not going to turn to that, because that's what social media is. It's tending to other people's business. Listen, Diddy all over the news. His whole house was on the internet. Diddy all over the internet. Cassie all over the internet. Tyler Perry all over the internet. Oprah all over the internet. Cuba Good all over in these people's business. It's news. That's how we get the news. I could never be a newscaster, because I would just cringe being in other people's business. I do not like being in other people's business. It's not my job to worry about what you have going on. Now, if you come into me in confidence, and it's my job to be your life coach, then I have to deal with it. And let me say this. Somebody said to me, let me put a little fork in the road. Somebody said, you are a life coach, but you don't like people. Listen, I have taught myself to be able to be civil. Good morning. I can be civil. I can be cordial. I just told you I was in a whole crowd of people, and I was there for about an hour or two, and I had to sit in my car for 30 minutes to get myself back together, and then came home and took the hottest shower that I could, because I don't like people touching me either. But this is my life, and I'm learning to deal with who and what I am. I don't give two stacks what other people got going on in their life. That's what we call gossip. Hello. We gossiping about what other people got going on. That's not what I want to do. I don't want to gossip about people, places, or things. I want y'all to worry about what y'all got going on and respect what people are going through. So again, I say this, understanding and having patience and granting people the grace that they are so deserving will always be appropriate. The appropriate approach when you are dealing with a loner. Please, please, please allow them to recharge and become comfortable with where they are before trying to engage with them. Because providing them the space that they need, this will more likely allow them to be able to open up to you and let their solitary world conform to you. But if you're pushing them, what you're going to do, you're going to end up pushing them away. And when you push them away, they're not going to want to be bothered with you. And then they'll go right back into that bubble. So, how do we live authentic lives as being loners? Well, I'm going to help you. Because living an authentic life as a loner does involve focusing on self-awareness, self-acceptance, and meaningful connections. And I'm going to give you a couple tips to help you navigate this life that we call loners. This word that we call loner. Number one, embrace your solitude. Understand that choosing to spend time alone does not mean loneliness. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Embrace the opportunity to explore your interests, your thoughts, and your emotions in the solitude that you were given. Embrace your solitude. Understand that choosing that time to be by yourself doesn't mean that you're lonely. It doesn't. I want you to embrace the opportunity to explore. Okay, that's number one. Number two, reflect on your values. Take time to identify your values and what is truly important to you. Okay, because living this authentic life means aligning your actions with your core beliefs and what you believe in. Okay, reflect on your values. Number three, pursue hobbies and interest. Engage. Try to engage in activities that bring you joy. That's one. Fulfillment. That's two. And it can be anything from reading. It can be writing. It can be painting, hiking, drawing, driving, you know, on the coast by yourself, or any other hobby that you enjoy. That's how I got into writing. I just started writing. My mother always would tell people, Roxanne doesn't like to read. And I did not for a long time. I did not like to read. And I find myself reading all the time. Yeah. I reflect on those things. I get joy in my personal time reading. Sometimes my wife will call me and say, what you doing? And I'll say, oh, I'm not doing nothing. But what I don't tell her is I've been reading. I read. Because reading is fundamental for me. It helps me. And so I'm able to reflect on those things that truly are important for me. So that's number three. Number four, pursue hobbies and interests. Engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. I already said that, y'all. I'm sorry. That was pursue hobbies. That was number one, two, three, four. That was four. I'm sorry. Number five, set boundaries. And it's essential to establish healthy boundaries with others to protect your energy and your time. Now, with setting boundaries, all right, you got to be careful that you don't push too many people away, but just allow them to know that this is my boundary, this is the line, and you can't cross that line. Because it's essential to establish that, because that makes the relationship a little bit more healthier, right? And learn to say no. No, that's a full sentence. N-O. I was watching a movie the other day, and this young girl, what was I watching? And she said, she went on a date with someone. Matter of fact, she's a TikTok girl. She has over like 1.3 million views or something, but she got on TikTok. And she stated that she went out on a date and everybody was asking her about the date. And this young girl says, I've already told you guys about the date, but she hadn't told us. Long story short, she went on a date with a guy that she had been dating and he raped her because she said no. She says, I said no. I said no. And he pursued, he continued to do what he had his way with me. She says, and I left hurt, I left embarrassed, and I left ashamed. Setting boundaries. It has to be set. It's essential to establish healthy boundaries with others to protect your energy and your time. And we have to learn to say no when necessary, especially when it's about prioritizing our self-care. So setting boundaries. The next one is practicing mindfulness. Now, there's a lot of people that do not have that in their spirit. They are not mindful of others. And I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with people not being mindful enough of other people's boundaries and their business. Stay present in the moment and cultivate self-awareness through meditation. Practice mindfulness. Stay present in the moment and cultivate self-awareness through meditation. Do deep breathing or any other type of mindful practices that works for you. But let me go back to this one. This practice mindfulness thing here, when it says stay present in the moment. Do y'all know that there was a time I never stayed relevant in the moment in my life because of being an introvert? Because I didn't know how to stay relevant in my little world. I'm going to do a podcast about that because I got a story to tell y'all. I'm not going to tell y'all right now, but I'm going to tell y'all about that story. But again, cultivate self-awareness through meditation. I do meditate. My mother was saying the other day that she would love to do yoga. And I don't know. I think that's an age thing it's not an age thing because I know some people that do yoga, but yoga is very good for meditation. I don't do yoga. I did do yoga years ago when my kids were younger, but I got away from that. But meditation, you can do the yoga, the deep breathing, or any other mindful practices that will work for you. And then the next one is seek meaningful connections. Okay. While you may prefer solitude and meaningful, let me say this. You may prefer solitude and you may, again, prefer not to have those connections, but meaningful connections, y'all. You get with people that have the same mindset as you. Yeah. You get with like-minded individuals that can enhance your life, that can help you. See, me and best friend, we enhance each other. We do. Because I respect her boundaries and she respects mine. And I realize who and what she is, and she realizes who and what I am. But I do look forward to quality time with her when we do get together, okay? Quantity over any relationship, quality over quantity in any relationship, right? And so we respect that about each other. Then the last one, ultimately, living your authentic life as a loner is about honoring your individuality, nurturing your interests, your balance, and finding the solitude and the social connections that works for you. Not for the person that has an opinion, not for that parent, not for that family member, not for the job, for you. Live your authentic life the way that you know how to live it as a loner. And honoring who and what you are. Honor and nurture what interests you. And then when you find it, you find the balance that helps you, that will help you be the best version of you. Now, some people may say, well, you know, I don't want nobody to know that this is who I am. I don't want anybody to know that I have these issues. Well, listen, this is always a safe place. I am a safe place. I'm a safe place. Find you a safe place. There are some support groups and online communities specifically tailored for individuals like you and I who identify as loners or introverts. And these particular groups provide a safe space for people to connect. It provides them the ability to share their experiences and offer support to one another. There are some online platforms as well, and some forums that cater to introverts and individuals who prefer solitude, offering a sense of a community without the pressure of large social interactions. Get the help that you need. Now, if you are interested in finding support groups for loners, you can consider searching online. I did my research for introvert-specific communities, okay? Again, the forums or social media groups. Additionally, local community centers or mental health organizations may offer this for you guys, or support groups or workshops, but they do have them that are geared towards individuals who value solitude or prefer smaller social gatherings, or who just prefer being by themselves, okay? And remember that seeking this support or connection is a personal choice, okay? And it is absolutely okay to take your time finding a group or a community that resonates with you and your preference. Don't let nobody make you feel lesser than because that's who you are. You can be helped. You can still live an authentic life as this loner, as this introvert, outside of others' opinions. Practice the mindset that works for you. Stay present in your head. Stay present in the moment that you have with your life, in your life. And stop worrying about what other people think. I was talking to a young lady one day and she said to me, she says, I just love being home with my husband and my children. I don't have to be bothered with anybody else because that's what gives me the peace that I need. Remember that this is your journey, okay? This is your journey. This is nobody else's business. This is your business. This is your journey. This is what you are fighting for. You're trying to be a better version of you. And the way that your higher power made you, he made you strategically that way on purpose. So don't let anybody make you feel bad because they cut you off because you cut them off in their mind or because people don't understand who and what you are. That's their business. Because I tell people when I meet them, this is who I am. This is who I am. You either going to love me or hate me. You're either going to accept me or not. You're either going to deal with me or not. And I'm okay with people not dealing with me. I really am. I'm okay with people not liking me. I really am. I'm okay with not fitting in. I absolutely am. I was looking at, and I'm getting ready to close. I was looking at social media because that's all you can do is look at social media. But I looked at all the churches that are going up. And in my mind, I said, why do we have so many churches on the rise? And you know what I came to the conclusion of? Because these people want solitude and they want honor and they want respect, but they want to be resilient in what they're doing. And sometimes a smaller space, sometimes smaller congregations, sometimes smaller people, you know, smaller situations will allow them to be the best version of a pastor, a bishop, or evangelist. Some platforms are not for everybody. Some churches are not for everybody. Some jobs are not for everybody. Some relationships are not for everybody. So learn who and what you are. Be confident in what and who you are. Love who and what you are and embrace what and who you are. And if you are a loner, it is okay to be authentically you. Our president said it the best. He is an introvert. And he does not mind telling people that he's an introvert. Not only was our president an introvert, he ran this United States for a long time. And he did it with grace. And he did it without people knowing until he told them. From 2009 to 2017, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama was our 44th president who battles with introversion. And that just blessed my spirit so much. So I want to reiterate to you that it does not matter what people think. Continue to work on you. Your success story may not look like what people want it to look like, but again, that's their business. Your success story is based upon who you are. So you take the time that you need to find out what will work for you as far as being a loner or an introvert. And you make it the best version of who you are. Now, remember, there are support groups out there that can help you tailor your identity as a loner. And it will provide, again, the space, the safe space for you to be able to connect, share your experiences, and offer the support to someone like you. Stay encouraged. Be encouraged. And know that your ladder will be greater. And it does not matter how people see you. You hold your head up. You continue to fight those silent battles that they have no idea you're fighting, and you put one foot in front of the next foot because that's all that is required for you to do. Thank you so much for allowing me to pour into you this morning. And we strategically just talked about being a loner and how we can live our best authentic life as a loner. Again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This was another empowering episode of Empowering Her. Don't forget, new episodes drop every Monday at 7 a.m. So continuously mark your calendars and join me as I continuously delve into inspiring stories and valuable insights to not only uplift you and me, but to empower women, men, all around, everywhere. If you have enjoyed today's episode and want to stay updated on future releases, be sure to hit that subscribe button, y'all, on your favorite podcast platform where y'all see little Jazz. You can also connect with us on all major social media platforms for more empowering content and behind the scenes updates. You can see my show notes over on my website. And remember, it does not matter what people think of you, okay? And remember, your support helps me to continue my mission on empowering women to thrive in every aspect of their lives. So spread the word about me, y'all. Share the love, and let's continue to uplift each other and be positive and to think positive and to love people right where they are. And listen, continue to grant people the grace that they are so deserving of. Until next time, you guys stay empowered, stay inspired, and keep daring to thrive. Tell a friend that got a friend that already know a friend about the Empowering Her podcast, and I am out. This has been an Empower Her podcast moment. Thank you for listening. Tune in every Monday starting at 7 a.m. on Spotify. And remember, your well-being is paramount. Stay empowered and join us next time.